It's a sunny July afternoon, but inside the Schenectady Ring of Hope Boxing Club, there are a handful of teens training. One of those is Sean Burke. He'll be a junior at Schenectady High School this fall. Burke began training last year as part of Ring of Hope's Peaceful Warriors program, which aims to keep kids in the ring and away from gangs and violence.
I thought it'd be a good workout to get, and my friends were doing it, and he decided, you know, it's a good program, it's fun, why don't you try it? I was like, all right, I'll go to a couple, you know, tryouts, workout sessions, and it was pretty hard, but I like hard things, so I stuck with it.
He enjoyed the after-school program so much, he's still here in the summer. Burke said he's learned a lot by training with others at the gym, and not just technique.
It's helped focus me, and it's helped focus a lot of other kids I've seen, too.
Another young man training at the gym is Jaye Brown, also a junior. Brown first came to Ring of Hope 3 years ago.
I'll be in the gym 24/7 every single day, just working hard, trying to become like better than Floyd. That's my goal, to become better than Floyd Mayweather. That's it. And it's like, if I do bad grades, like if I get bad grades, I can't do boxing no more. So I have to like work hard in school too.
Ring of Hope founder, Coach Vince Kittle, says his gym has been working with Schenectady High School for the last 8 years. He says the Peaceful Warriors program began when some school staff members who had trained at the gym suggested the discipline of boxing would benefit at-risk kids.
So what they did is they went out to the teachers and the principal and staff at the school and literally asked for their baddest children, give us your hardcore problem child.
Kittle said when new students arrive, they often think they can take on anyone. So the coach sets them up against the gym member he says may appear to be quote-unquote professor-looking.
Have them come in and just look at somebody's physical and make a judgment and assume that this is going to be easy and I'm going to really kick the crap out of this guy.
But that's not the case, and new students learn quickly.
For the most part, these guys, it's a wake-up kind of thing. It's like, wow, I thought I was really tough. I thought I was the baddest guy out here. And I just got taught a lesson in front of my peers by someone I assumed I would be better than at this particular sport.
For the Schenectady School District, Ring of Hope is one of the several community organizations that are a valuable asset. Superintendent Larry Spring said the school cannot simply discipline youth violence out of the community.
And so it requires us to have partnership and coordination with lots of different agencies so that when, you know, a student pops up on our radar screen, either because they've committed an act of violence or if they've been a victim of an act of violence, because that makes them, you know, a high risk for being a perpetrator later. We want to make sure that those kids are on somebody's radar screen, that somebody is attending to them and providing them with service.
Spring said the school cannot mandate a student receive counseling, but there are ways to work with the student, like shortening the length of an out-of-school suspension if a student becomes involved with what he refers to as a restorative practice.
We say, all right, you're going to be suspended for 20 weeks, but we're going to hold a bunch of that time in abeyance if you do participate, you know, in, you know, some counseling sessions, if you do participate in this restorative practice, if you do get involved in these things that we think, you know, are the things that you really need.
The students say boxing has given them confidence to walk away from a fight. Brown said he brings what he's learned through training from the ring to his friends and family at home.
And I just show my brothers and my sisters and my friends who, like, I show my friends who are in the streets that it's not about, like, the streets don't love you. Your mom do, your parents do. And if you keep being in the streets, you're going to end up dead or in jail, or you're going to be, like, 40 years old looking back on your life and be like, dang, I should have listened to Jaye. I should have just stayed in the gym. I would have became something. So, hey.
Reporting from Schenectady, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.